Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. This is Monster International Thursdays. I'm just a DJ, but hey, let's say hello to the wonderful host, Miss Lovely herself from Global Light Records. What's good, my man?
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. As usual, Monster International Thursday night with Miss Lovely. I am here and I'm excited. You know, today we're going to kind of go over some things that we've done previously and get some other inputs about the upcoming shows and new artists that are coming. I mean, we got producers, movie producers that's going to be coming up on the show. So we have a lot of information to get through, and I'm excited to bring all that news to you guys. I hope everybody had a wonderful week so far, and we all getting ready for the weekend. So, thank you all. How you doing tonight, Eve?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, we started out the show a new way. I think we should start it off like that every time. I feel like, you know, like I opened up for the Tonight Show and Johnny Carson, you dig? But it ain't no Johnny, it's Miss Lovely. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now introducing, welcome to the show. But no, yeah, I'm having a monstrous night. You know, I'm here to enjoy the good vibes, and you know what I mean? Hopefully get some callers to call in and participate a little bit this week. I'm just, you know, looking forward to everything for tonight. It's beautiful here in the Twin Cities.
It is.
You dig? I got a lovely co-host, and I am the ever so fine E-Monster. I'm just messing with y'all. I'm just playing. I'm ugly. I look like I'll be walking around talking about some precious.
Really?
Anyways. enough about my
mother. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Miss Lovely was having a great, actually, weekend last week. I went to Iowa to check out the people in Iowa, so I want to say what's up to all my Iowa fans out there. It was an amazing experience. There was only one time I've actually been to Iowa before last week. And so I wanted to find out the vibe, because it's been a while, because, you know, we're having the Yan show on June 18th in Iowa, and I want to make sure that the people that I'm bringing the show to, that I understand how they party. And that's always important to me. I want to know how you party, because I'm really hospitable. I'm not like the men. You know, the men, they call themselves promoters. Right. I'm like, no, I'm not a promoter. I'm a event organizer. And that means to me that it's the people that I'm pleasing. So I want to know what they like. You know, what time do they really show up for events? You know, how do they party when they get a little tipsy? You know, I want to learn how to control the crowd and feel the vibe of the people, like their personality. That's all important to me. So I went to Iowa, and they had a purple bow tie event. And one of the artists that will be coming up on the show, Raw Peking, we will sample a little bit of his music later on. But he performed at the Purple Bow Tie event, and it was nice. It was really nice. His song was rocking. So it was a great experience. So that was my Saturday last weekend. And I drove there. Man, you know, it was a nice drive, but.
Okay.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's. It was fun. I have a Lincoln Navigator, and it's so comfortable that I don't feel the drive. And I don't like nobody driving my car, so. I'm like, nobody can touch my baby. You know, I love my car so much. I'd rather have my car than a man right now.
Hey,
that Navi is nice, though. I will give you that. That Navi is nice.
Yes.
Poor gas mileage, but it looks beautiful as a mother.
It does. I don't know. You know, on the highway, I don't really feel it when you go and just, you know, constantly on the road. Maybe when you going locally, you might feel the gas, but I don't. I'm always on the road, so it's
of
something natural
you don't feel
for
it.
Me.
You all comfortable in the old plush seats and everything. You ain't feeling nothing.
I know,
that's
right?
Yeah, you feel comfortable. It is what it is.
But, you know, you have to be comfortable when you're on the road, man. You have to be comfortable. I mean, Lovely have to be comfortable. I mean, I wear heels all the time, so I have to be comfortable. And, you know, I was really looking back at the shows that we've done so far, and it's amazing because there's such diversity of artists that came on. And then the last show that we had, we got a little business side to the industry. When I Am Dread came on and he talked about his web stream. So that was amazing. And tonight, if everybody had went on my page, Love Tima on Facebook, you would see that we are giving away tickets for the Yan Yan show. But it's a little twist, you know. We want to recall your memory, basically. A little monster quiz of what we've had on the show. And so you call into the show and you call up and say, you know, I'm ready for the monsters quiz, and I'll ask you a little questions about what has been happening on the show. And if you answer it correctly, guess what? You could get a VIP pass to
IMAX.
Imagine that. Then we're talking about $50 free entrance, you know. You can't get better than that, right?
$50 at the door. Yeah, you can't beat that. That's $60 at the door. I'm just saying.
Right.
VIP, you can win a VIP by just answering a question right
our
here
question
on Monsters Radio, and you can get the answer. If you don't know tonight, then you can definitely, I guess, go back, check the archive, and call in next week and have another chance to win them if we don't give them away tonight.
Yes. You know, I don't have a problem with extending the time, you know, next week. But, I mean, you can make it even easier for yourself right now. If you go on my page and just on my Facebook page, you search, or you put in your search engine and say Monster International Thursday Night, you might just see all the flyers that have passed from the past week. And your answers could be right there, because I might ask you who's on the show. Like, the first show that we did, who was on there? You know, you might just see it.
Right.
You might, I'm just saying. So there's a lot of opportunity for you to actually get your answers. And you talking about VIP for Inyanya, you know, there is going to be a lot of amazing surprises because there's a lady on board. And you know, when a lady's on board, I always have specialty. Oh, yes. Yes. You know, I mean, like I posted before, I said, you know, he's going to be giving one or two ladies some roses. That might be you. But the only way you're going to get them roses is you got to be there. You know, so.
Right.
Yeah, we got some chopped strawberries that's going to be there. Who knows what's going to happen with those? But you're not going to know unless you're there.
Right.
Like, so it's, I got a little specialty, a little woman touch to these events that come up. Because, you know, you can't leave things up to the men. They make sure you got drinks and all, but not like Miss Lovely Hospitality, no. Nothing like that. But, you know, Monster Radio is going to be up in that building, and we're going to be live. And And Yaya, you know, he's right now in Canada doing his tour. That's where he started. And he's gonna be in the States pretty soon. And there's, you know, we're working on that interview for him, and I'm excited about that. So we got so much in store for the upcoming weeks. There's so many events going on. One of the events I do want to mention right now is the LMA, which is the Liberian Music Award. So that is one of the biggest awards that Liberian have going on right now. And that's it's an appreciation for Liberian artists and bringing to light new artists that are coming and the music that has been streaming over the year. Got a lot of nominees. So that's another exciting thing that's happening in Minnesota. It's the first time it's brought to Minnesota, and it's June 4th. So there's so much stuff coming out for the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Can make some history.
Mm-hmm. I know. So, but, you know, Miss Lovely loved to talk, but, you know, we all love to jam too. So let's get into some music up in here.
Okay. Yeah, we ready. So how you want to do it? You want to just jump into it, or you want to set it up?
Let's just jump into it. Yeah. You know, I love all the music that we had last week, and, you know, it's always nice to hear them again and relive the moment of what happened. And so let's start off with, I like to hear that Ziggy said, he did a little remix for the African Girl Rock. You will see his performance on his page, Ezekiel Fofed, on Facebook. You see how lively he is, and that kid is more energetic than energetic bunny. He keeps going and going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he be running around like a badass toddler. That's what he look like.
I know.
A big old bad toddler having a fit on the stage, but it's very entertaining. It's very entertaining.
It's fun. It's fun. Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to play that Mumbus R.I.G. mix.
Right here, Monsters Radio Live. Right here on Monsters International Thursday for Miss Lovely.
With Miss Lovely. Miss Lovely.
Be where I was born and raised.
I came for nothing,
so
something.
I mean that you were
saved. Akuna Matata.
I thank the Lord for life you gave.
No boom. I came for nothing, so something.
I mean that you were saved.
Taking over. Akuna Matata.
Be where I was born and raised.
Look at me. I came for nothing, so something.
I mean that you were saved.
Yeah. Akuna Matata.
I thank the Lord for life you gave.
Okay. I came for nothing, so something.
I mean that you were saved.
I tell you.
Everybody can do it, do it, do it.
You are now listening to Monster International Thursdays with Miss Lovely from Global Art Records.
Everybody can do it.
I see you. Bad guy.
If I give it to you, girl, can you handle it? Can you handle it? If I give it to you now, can you handle it? Can you handle it? Drop it low, so the money go flow. Drop it low, so the money go flow. Drop it low, so the money go flow. Drop it low, so the money go flow.
Look at it, you too far off. On your front or your back, you are free, call you up. You the chica in my toe, me a dick in you up. The way that you want, girl, you just want tight. I like what you do from your front or your back. Oh, hey, girl, I like that thing. They say you this, they say you that. But you know talk is cheap when she get way wet.
If I gave it to you, girl, can you handle it? Can you handle it? If I gave it to you now, can you handle it? Can you handle it? Drop it low. So the money go flow, drop
it low. So the money go flow, drop it low. So the money go flow, drop it low. So the money go flow. Hey, that guy, if that guy ready like he would have hold you down. No future tense, sure you need to know. I don't play piano, but I stay on key. Breezy down the blow. Oh baby girl, where you been all the days of my life?
Once again.
Oh baby girl, where you been all the days of my life? You must be a superstar. The way you drop, drop, drop that thing. You make a man wanna pound. They say you this, they say you that. But you know talk is cheap when she get way wet.
If I gave it to you, girl, can you handle it? Can you handle it? If I gave it to you now, can you handle it? Can you handle it?
Drop it low, so the money go flow. Drop it low, so the money go flow. Drop it low, so the money go flow. Drop it low, so the money go flow.
If I gave it to you, girl, can you handle it?
Say to you, so many things I'm gonna do to you. Do for you what they can do for you. Baby girl, I got love for you. Look at me, look at you. Why do you say we were meant to be?
If I gave it to you, girl, can you handle it? Can you handle it?
If I gave it to you now,
can you handle it? Can you handle it?
Drop it low, so the money go flow.
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 Champion, breezy, rah.
Rock the International Thursdays.
With Miss Lovely from Globalized Records in the house. So that song, Drop It, is by E. Breezy, and he is a dope artist that's out. He's going to be coming on the show up in the upcoming week, so I hope everybody is ready to drop it out, because his video is going to be coming out too, and I love that song. E. Breezy is an amazing artist. You'd be surprised by difference of vocal change he can do. Like, he can rap, he can sing, he can do Kolokwa, you know, African Liberian style, and he can Jamaican. I've listened to a lot of his songs, and I was shocked. I'm like, wow, this is you, just, you know, all different, and that's amazing. I love that. I love when an artist can do that, you know.
Look, we just crossing each other. I'll go. You know, just as a DJ, you know, I'm loving this episode on Thursday nights, Monster International Thursdays, because, you know, you hear some authentic music from places, and then you hear music that, you know, and I think that's what's really great. Like, that was what's great. I hate to name drop, but say, like, just a good example, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson crossed every continent, every genre.
He did
great music. That's what it does. Some of this music that you're bringing in, it could do just that. It just has to have the right promotion behind it. You know what I mean? A lot of music is very, very hot.
And that's what Monster International is about, is to get those type of music that you would not normally hear out there on the air, so you can get a taste of it. You'd be like, where's that at? And then you go and find it, and it becomes more and more global, and then you're hearing it everywhere else. You know, because you, as you know, Liberians or African in general, a lot of our culture are close-knitted. Like, we stay within community sometimes, and people don't get to vibe with us. They don't get to see and experience the happy, festive side of us. And I think that's what's more important. We have so much negativity out there in the media about Africa that people sometimes are afraid. And the great thing about music is that it crosses cultural lines. You know, one of my experiences, we went to St. Cloud. St. Cloud has a Liberian night in St. Cloud each year, and they have artists come and perform. There's dances that people perform. And the director that was there, you know, this is a European white American man, and he was sitting there before the show started. They were like playing some music, and you could see, I saw his foot tap it, and I'm like, this guy, where, you know, he all in his suit and tie, you could tell that maybe he listened to country or rock, but nothing like this. And his foot was just tapping, and he said, you know, I just couldn't help it. And that's the great thing about music. And I was like, you liking it? He's like, yeah. He's like, I don't know how my foot started tapping, but I just couldn't help it. And now, you know, every part of my body wants to start moving. This is great. And that's what's so amazing about music, that you don't even realize that you're enjoying it until somebody's like, hey, I see your hair bobbing. You're like, yeah, I don't even know where it came from.
Yeah, because I keep it real. I keep it, and this is something that I'm hoping that we can break by, you know, crossing our fans and everything. Like, here's a great thing. Like, I'll keep it 100. You dig? And anybody can call in and give your little feeling about it, 424-243-9649. Remember to press one. But I think sometimes, like as Americans, let's keep it real. For some reason, there seems to be some type of little park in between, or little distance sometimes between the African American and the African. You dig? Say
it's
like when I hear about
let's just say
the, it. Yeah, there's a stigma. You dig? So say like a good example when you first asked me about going out to Mama Africa, the whole event, I was kind of like, I don't really know. I'm not to being in those crowds. You know what I mean? But I went and I had a hell of a time. I'm out there dancing, all kinds of stuff. I'm like, uh-oh. You know, they mixed everything up. It was a great DJ. I think they had two DJs, a great DJ service out there. Matter of fact, even a guy at the bar had bought me a drink. It wasn't no funny shit. He was just like, hey, bro, you know, just have a good night. And I was like, damn, that's what's up. Saluted him, everything, you know what I mean? So it was a great time, but I had to get past that stigma to come out and see that, you know what I mean, it's a good time. And another thing to relate to, and hopefully it helps some people relate to it, this happened to me before in New York at a Jamaican party, at a raga party. You dig? I'm not used to going to raga.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I went and whoop, a whole nother party.
It is.
It is, and I go to everyone after. But, you know, sometimes us people, we have to get past those stigmas. You know what I mean? Out and have some fun. Experience something different. Do you want to do the same thing every night anyway? For real,
I know.
Every time you go out, for real?
Right. Same crowd. See, I do that. I, in my younger 20 days and when I really started to actually decide, you know, to go out, I used to go to, I lived over Northeast, and I went to Gabby's. You know Gabby's?
I've been to Gabby's.
Yeah, you know, that's all R&B hip hop, you know, and nobody, because I'm able to kind of, you know, I can turn off my accent and then I can bring my accent back because, you know, when I'm with my own people, it all come out naturally, but then I can switch, you know, so.
Yeah,
people...
when you get around your people, I don't understand not one word y'all be saying. I'll be like, what they say? But when we be out, like, just be you and me, I'll be hearing you clear as ever.
I know, and I love that. I love that about me, but that's that thing. When I went there, you know, I'm dancing hip hop, I'm doing my thing, and then guys would try to holler at me, and it'd be like, "Where are you from?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, I've been living in Minnesota all my life, basically, but I'm Liberian." They'd be like, "What?" Speak Liberian. I'm like, are you serious? There's no language like speak Liberian, like for real. I'm like, no, you mean you can't hear my accent? You're like, yeah, that's it. And like, but they couldn't tell. That's the whole thing. When we party, we party. It might be a little different tunes, but we party. We get down on the dance floor and grind and have fun and things like that. So come out.
Hey.
And Mama Africa is open every Friday. Every Friday night, come out. Experience that great African music dance floor experience. You know, I took E there. And I know he was like, you know, am I going to be... And look, he had a time of his life. It was amazing.
So did. So people gave me some food, too. I was like, what? Buy me a drink? You might give me some food?
Yeah. We try to be as hospitable as much.
Right. Yeah. And I had to make sure we shout them out because, hey, they sent us a shout out during the middle of the week. And besides, I'm hoping they still put me on the guest list this week.
Absolutely. Monster's going to be in the house, man.
And I do want to say about the when the people, I'm pretty sure people all over, everybody gets it in, but I just want to say from experience and going to the African Girls Rock and Mama Africa on Fridays, I just want to say straight up, don't nobody get it in like Liberian women. Y'all turn up, for real. Y'all turn up. Y'all make the men come out and dance. It is what it is. A big salute to y'all, because y'all have a ball.
I think you was a little surprised about me when I was dancing, though. You didn't know I had it in me like that.
You don't be like that on the radio.
We're gonna have to do Monster Live so the audience can see Miss Lovely dance.
Okay. Matter of fact, I'll have the camera this week, so that's what we're gonna do. So make sure y'all hit up our pages. I should find a way how to do live stream on monstrousradio.com. But for now, we're going to do it from the pages. We're going to make sure y'all hit us up tomorrow night. Connect with us on our pages. You can definitely go to monsterusradio.com. Go check all the info stuff over there, and you'll find our information. All you got to do is hit the flyer for Monster International, and you'll get Miss Lovely's Facebook page. You hit all the other stuff, you'll get my Facebook page. I don't know about her, but I'm telling you right now, you better tell me why with a message, why are you sending me an invite? Because it don't go down in my DM. Delete.
You're mad with that. Stop it. I'm trying to help him change that.
Okay. Pray for me. Don't judge me. Pray for me.
Well, you can hit me up. You know, just let Miss Lovely know where you're coming from, and I'll reply back to you. I'm not shy. I'll say hi. Don't be shy. Miss Lovely is a very easygoing person. I love making people happy. I love seeing people smile. So anytime you see me in the club, you're going to see a smile on my face. And if I come up to you and say hi, ladies, you know, and I say like this, don't take it any other way. I'm just trying to make you shine, trying to make you happy, because I don't like seeing anybody sad. So, but I got a little quiz question. It rolls back to African Girl Rock. The first African Girl Rock Monster International interview that we had, you know, was on. Let's see. I think we had the CEO of African Girl Rock, and okay. There's two CEOs of African Girl Rock. The first one was Eugene Rocks that came on, but then there was also a nominee, a model. There was, look at me, I'm failing my own test, right? No.
It's
but
all
there
right.
Was,
I'm already excited. I almost gave away the answer. I think I know already. Go ahead. My bad. Come on.
But we had a nominee on there, and she was nominated. She was nominated for what was it? Help me out, E. I'm like blanking.
She basically she was the model. You could have voted for her. We talked to her on the show. She told us about all the things that she does. She does a little more than just modeling. I'm not for sure what question you want to ask, or if you're going to give out her name or not, but
okay, we did have Princess Jatu. She was one of the nominees for the Model of the Year, but she also featured on a song by Globalized Record artist Famous Flip. Now there's two songs which you get an opportunity. You can say either one of them because she was on both of them. And if you can tell me which song that was, okay? And if you can give me the verse, it's really simple. You could win a VIP ticket to Yan-Yan, Iowa. So by doing that, you got to call 424-243-9649. Once again, that's 424-243-9649. Press 1 and let us know. Princess Jackson was featured on Famous Flip, one of the two.
Hello?
Hello?
Your face might have pushed mute. There we go.
Oh, my goodness.
We couldn't hear you for a minute.
I'm having my own little technical issue over here in my corner. But like I was saying, Princess Jackson was on the show, and she's featured on Famous Flip songs, two of them. So you get an opportunity to choose either one, but you have to also give us her verse on the song. And you can do that by calling 424-243-9649. So while you think about that, we're going to play some music. Famous Flip.
Okay.
Featuring Princess Jatu on two of his clips. Just name one and a verse. What you got? VIP ticket. I know you know me.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that while we play some tunes, yeah?
Yeah. So what are we going to get? We're going to get this Manny Fresh?
That's right. Let's take some Manny Fresh. And Manny Fresh is actually a Sierra Leone artist. So we're going to get a little taste of Sierra Leone tonight. That's Manny Fresh.
Here we go, right here on Monstrous Radio. Oh, yeah, we do also got a thing going on. It's called the Monstrous Radio Fundraiser. We're trying to raise money so we can get rid of Miss Lovely's prepaid Walmart phone and get her a real phone so we don't have no technical difficulties. It is what it is.
Thunder Love.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know, Manny Fresh is actually going to be he's going to be performing in Iowa at the Yang Yang Show. So if you want to come on Thunder Love by
mm-hmm.
Manny Fresh, come to Iowa on June 18th and you're going to get your own personal Thunder Love from Manny Fresh. And I'm sure he'll be happy.
Yeah, that's also something nice to dance to. If you're a couple, you did make that night
yeah.
special. You did, and then go
or
home and finish
couple.
It off. I'm just saying. It is what it is. My bad. Don't judge me. Pray for me.
I'm praying. You know, looking back at the show and how amazing everybody was, I really did enjoy our international call for to Ghana with Rough and Smooth. That was loved that interview. You know, even though it took some technical difficulty, but that's what happens. I mean, you call it international, and what do you expect? So, but we got them in. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And they were so good about everything and how everything. They really enjoyed the show. E. They wanted to. They told me to tell you thank you, and they had a blast on the show. And their manager had called me up, and he said, you know, that was a great show. It was really nice. Oh. Thank you so much. We tried our best. So that was fun.
And actually, I think some of their fans actually hit me up and added me on Facebook and Twitter. You dig? I frisked them like the police at first, but it is what it is. They're our friend now.
That's right. Yeah, we monsters, but we friendly. Why don't you tell us who you are?
Right.
So once again, right. But once again, you know, we're having a little Yan contest for Monster International reflection of the past shows. And one of the contest questions right now is Princess Jatu, who was nominated for Model of the Year at African Girls Rock, is future on one. Actually, two. I keep saying one because I have the name in my head. I'm trying so hard not to say the song. I can't give the answer away. But she's featured on two songs, and they both have been played on Monster International. So if you could tell us which song and the verse, you would win a VIP ticket. You're going to be in the section where you can basically touch Ayanyan's 6/12 thing that he got going on. And you never know. You might just be the lucky person, if you're a lady, to get a rose. You know?
Right. And, that's some beautiful stuff. That's some real playeristic stuff. I'm just saying. I love the dude's name. But the way you just said it right now, I might have to reconsider because I was like, I like that name, Shed. If I have another son, I might have to name him that. But you was like, you can get up close to Ayanya's and get a rose. That just sounds like a whole nother show. It is what it is. My bad. Okay. Go ahead, continue.
You never know.
I'm just going to put myself on
you. Never know. But it's going to be, fun, though. You know, there's lots of great artists, you know, that performing. I mean, Famous Flip is going to be performing also in Iowa. But, you know, Ayanya is going to Portland. He's going to be there May 29th. And Manny First is actually going to be there, too. So he's going to be performing in Portland also, which is, you know, really nice. So he's going all the way. Portland's about, like, almost, 24 hours away, a day away. It's going to be an amazing show down there. So if anybody's in the Portland state, you know, you can go on my page and you will find all the information for the Ayanya show in Portland on May 29th. Or you can go on Manny Fresh. His page name is Manny Nelson. The information for the Portland show also, that's on May 29th. So that's going to be cool. So E, Who would you say that you enjoy the most for the interviews that we've had? Because we've had some really interesting personality on here.
Yes, we did. A lot of them, and then all of them are great shows. A few of them are quite epic. But one thing I've learned as a person, as a co-host, a host, an interview, you never say who you think is the best, because some people will get in their feelings. They all were great, especially in their own way.
They all was great.
You know what I mean? Some people went one way, some people went other ways, but they were all great shows. All gave great information. Mm-hmm. If you're an artist, definitely go back, check the archives. If you're a promoter doing events, go back, check the archives, get your booking, all kinds of things. So, you know, I even learned quite a few things I didn't know before from these interviews right here that's going on in the world. So, so I think they're all great, you know what I mean, in their own lane.
Yes, yes, they're all great. They're all great. And you know, sometimes you have a show that something happened that just stands out sometimes, and it's just, you know, that rememberable. So that's why I asked. But they're all great artists. They're all so different. We had, you know, YA from Young Ambition is YA from Why Not. And that was different, you know. His personality was, you know, he's a charming guy in person. He's really nice, and he raps, so his songs was, you know, interesting and amazing to listen to, and it was different. It wasn't like the typical cultural sound that you would think about when you say Liberian music, and that's what I like. You know, we also had, L.I.B. Othello, who was on, you know, the Dandara rap of L.I.B. rap, and he was also uniquely different. You know, you remember the Dice Pineapple?
That was nice.
Y'all got a little bit into y'all memory moment of the side guy.
Right. Yeah, y'all gotta check that one out. Ooh wee.
Yeah, that was a nice song and everything. But you know, the upcoming shows is coming up. Artists like Raw Peking, T-Man Williams. And then we got international, all the way from Australia, a movie producer. His name is Isaac. And he actually came up here. He was in Maryland for the LEA, which is the Liberian Entertainment Awards. And he completed the movie up here in the U.S. And it's called Ungrateful Husband. And he's going to be on a show next week. And he's going to talk about the premiere that's coming up. So watch my page, because I'm gonna post the preview that's on YouTube right now for Ungrateful Husband. And you can go on YouTube and look that up. You know, just put in Ungrateful Husband. And this is not rated PG. This is not rated PG-13. This is strictly adult. It's for mature adults only. And the show, the premiere is amazing. It's really good. I can't wait for the movie to come out. And
well,
so he's going to come out and talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for him to get here. I can't wait for him to get here because I want to ask him about this title, Ungrateful Husband. How you going to come up with a title like that? I want to know.
You know, it'd be like that.
Y'all better
it's
tune in
because
I'm going to ask him monstrously. What's up with the title, bro?
I'm sure there's some ungrateful wife, but you know, right now it's Ungrateful Husband. But you know, I think with every movie title, there is something to learn from it. You know, just wait for the premiere, watch the premiere. But you know, the movie's gonna come out, and he is an amazing person. He does music and movies. They've been doing some amazing things in Australia, and you know, we plan on going to Australia soon. So. We're going to talk about that and everything. So that's going to be great upcoming up for the show. You know, we haven't had a movie producer yet. And that's the thing. We're not just music besides that, but, you know, we got movies now. And this is, I like that, you know. And he's going to come out and just talk about that because they're going to be a part two because they're thinking about filming the part two up here in the States, and you never know. You could be one of the cast and crew, you know?
Uh-oh.
Imagine that. You want to be in that part two, Ungrateful Husband, so he can tell you why.
I'm going to be honest. Hell no, I don't want to be in that movie. What? That's my whole playlist, the game up. Come on, why you in that movie, Ungrateful Husband? No, I'm just playing. Yeah, I could be in there. I want to be somebody's friend. Or something. I don't want to be the lead, but I could be a friend of somebody giving advice or something, you know. But we can talk about it. Get it? Definitely. And you know what? These are all type of things I'll be talking about. Say like this event that's going on in Iowa. whether it be the casting call that could be coming up for this movie. These are all type of things that Monster International, we're going to try to do as a group. You know, take a road trip. Yeah. If you're an artist, an actor, or do what you do, you know, because if you're an artist, you might want to come along and see if you can get your music in the movie. You dig? Whatever, whatever. You'd be able to talk to the guy himself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But we'd do like convoys, and we all go. You dig? And show up, have a good time, a little bit business vacation. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, and you're absolutely right. You might be an artist that can get your song played in a movie. So hit me up, Love T-Mo on Facebook, inbox me, and we can talk about how to get your music on the air and everything like that, because there's a lot of people that are really listening, not just, you know, our fan base, but you're looking at movie productions, you're looking at music producers that be listening to the show. And one of the other music producers that we did have on was I'm Jed, who, you know, developed a music stream where artists can put their songs on there, and it accumulates an amount of views, which help you accumulate dollar bills in your pocket. So you got that, and then we have another dope producer that's actually going to be coming on. His name is Jess Prince, and Jess Prince is an amazing producer. He actually produced one of the national artists. His name is Jody. He went on a world tour. He produced his whole album, and there was amazing songs on there. So just coming to Minnesota for the LMA, and so he's gonna come up.
It'd be good to ask him a question, like, you know what I mean? It'd be a good question to ask him something like, you know, because you know I used to do a lot of little production. You know, I'm good with the little fingers and whatnot, but you know how does it feel to produce somebody's album and they take your music and do something so well with it that they go on world tour?
That's
a hell of a question. Monstrously. Mm-hmm. You dig? How does that make you feel? Take your composition on the road. Wow. My bad. Go ahead.
No, but yeah, so we got all this lineup, and we're going to listen to actually one of the artists that's going to be coming up next week, Raw Peking. He also might be here for the MMA. We're kind of trying to finalize that. He said he got to check his schedule because he got some tour going on, but he's trying his best to come out here and make it. So let's hear some that music, Nobody by Raw Peking, so you guys can get a taste of what you might expect if he comes down here on June 4th for the LMA.
Okay, here we go, right here, Monsters Radio,
Monsters
International Thursday.
Everywhere I go, and you see I say, everything I do, oh, nobody.
So, all right, Miss Bobby, I know we got one more song to go. We're almost at the end of the show, so, hey, we got to go ahead and do some shout-outs right quick so we can get to the other song, because it'll definitely shut us down right at the end of the show. So, you got some shout-outs?
Oh, I want to thank everybody that was on the show for the past 5 shows that we've done. I appreciate all the artists for coming out. I look forward to the upcoming shows with all the other artists and producers and movie producers is coming up. Global Life Record Artists, how are you guys doing tonight? And, you know, let's play T-Man Williams, who is going to be up on the next show next week. He is also a librarian artist that's going to be, that might also be in time for the LMA on June 4th.
Okay. Tell them again how they can get a hold of you, and make sure you spell your name out if you want them to connect you on Twitter or on Facebook, because you know how some people, they be spelling their name all funny with hashtags and numbers and all kinds of funny
stuff. Well, mine is quite simple. You say my name almost every day to a person that you I love. So love, L-O-V-E, space, T-E-A-M-A-H, Tima. Love Tima, and you'll get me right there. You're going to see my P Money and Miss Lovely Hosey Ayanya flyer as my Facebook picture. So, but I want to thank everybody for the show tonight. Appreciate it. Miss Lovely is always here and waiting to hear everybody. I hope that next week that you guys call in. And once again, the VIP tickets is always going to be available for next week. So remember the questionnaire. Princess Jatu was featured on Famous Flip. You find that answer, you get VIP ticket. And now we're going to play
right.
T. Williams Looking At Me. We're going to be up interviewing next week.
All right, there you go. Have a good night, y'all.
Most lovely, be lovely. Love y'all. Be global.
They follow my style, they digging my swag, digging my blade, freaking my jewel. They looking at me, I eating my food. Check me up, I'm living my life. I don't care, I'm pleasing myself. You don't know the beats at the body, the chitches, the bullet, the running them up. Looking at me, can follow your god, then follow your god, then show me some love. When I step on the block, I fresh and clean, I fresh and clean. Haters, y'all can never stop my dream, can't stop my dream. Making money, I'm paying my bills. Making money, I'm chilling on meals. Making money, I'm living like bustle.